Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Bulky Blue Podcast. Now, today, I'm going to be going over the group in the Euros groups. Group stage is now over. We're now moving into the last 16 quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. But before I get into all the good stuff, if you do end up liking this, please give me a share around. That would mean the absolute world to me. And let's just get straight into it. So I'm going to be going over my initial group predictions compared to how the group's finished. And then I'm going to be going over what I initially thought my last 16 predictions would be. And then what the current ones are. And then predicting the rest of the tournament as it currently stands. So the first group I predicted was Group A. I predicted Italy, Turkey, Switzerland, Wales. The group ended up being Italy. So I got the group winner right. Wales finished second. Switzerland finished third. And Turkey finished bottom. Turkey had a poor tournament. They only scored one, didn't get a single point. Yeah, it was just a horrific, horrific tournament for them. Group B, I predicted almost spot on. Belgium first, Denmark second, Russia third, Finland fourth. However, what happened was Belgium first on 9 points, Denmark second on 3 points, Finland second on third on 3 points, and Russia fourth on 3 points. So Denmark, Finland and Russia all finished on the same points. But however, I am glad that Denmark went through. An absolute rocket by Christensen, by the way. Being a Chelsea boy, I was rather happy to see him do that. Plus the whole Christian Eriksen thing, I'm glad they went through. Belgium were always going to be the group winners in that. Same as the next group. This is the only group that I predicted absolutely spot on. I predicted Holland to win the group, Austria second, Ukraine third, and North Macedonia fourth. And that's exactly how the group finished. Holland looked good. They looked really good. They look like they can score for fun. They've got decent defenders. Like, De Ligt is quite good. De Vrij. The only problem is they haven't got Van Dijk. And their goalkeeper's rather... It's not the days where they had Van der Sar. So, yeah. I don't think they'll win it. But we'll see. Group D was England's group. I predicted Croatia, England, Scotland, Czech Republic. What happened was England winning the group on 7 points, which I got wrong. Croatia, Czech Republic, both on 4 points, but Czech in third, and then Scotland bottom of the group on one. Scotland got very unlucky with this tournament. Despite losing to Czech Republic, I think they didn't deserve to. They played better than them. They had the better chances, and the goalkeeper, Vacilic, saved them. And then they just conceded two absolute world-class goals. They showed what they could do against England. Granted, England were shit, but we got a draw. And then against Croatia, I didn't watch it, but if you're going by the XG and stuff like that, Scotland should have won that game. However, they lost 3-1, I think it was. I'm sure it was 3-1. Which sent Croatia through in second. Yeah, as I said, I think it's very harsh on Scotland. But they're just happy to be here, I'm assuming, because it's their first tournament in 23 years. The whole Billy Gilmour issue, which led to a Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell issue, is completely baffling. Billy Gilmour tests positive for COVID, which is fair enough. He's got to isolate. But because Mount and Chilwell were talking to him in the tunnel after the game, they have to isolate, even though they've had negative tests. But the Scotland team that Billy Gilmour shared a dressing room with don't have to isolate. And then the rest of the England squad, who Mount and Chilwell then shared a dressing room with, don't have to isolate either. It's absolute bollocks, especially as Billy Gilmour was also on the pitch. So I don't get it. I really don't understand it, how they're making Mount and Chilwell isolate when Gilmour would have been in more contact with his own teammates. But yeah, well, it is what it is. We beat Czech Republic 1-0 in our last group game to go through top of the group. We were already through because there were two teams who finished on 3 points. So even if, because we had four, we were guaranteed a third place through anyway. But I'll get into the thing in a minute. But a lot of people, it was already, it's coming and all that bollocks, but it's already spiking because people think, oh, if we can get past who we're playing in the last 16, then we've got an easy run to the final. And another thing is who we're playing, where we're playing them, and the fact that last time we went through a group and didn't concede a goal was 1966, which was when England won the World Cup. But we've been, when the song It's Coming Home came out, it was 30 years of hurt, because it was for Euro 96. We're now on 55 years of hurt. The song has been out almost as long as the hurt in the initial song. I'd love to see us win it, don't get me wrong, but we won't. It's just how I am. We won't. The only time I'm ever going to sing It's Coming Home is if we win the tournament. But anyway, moving on to Group E, I predicted Spain to win, Poland second, Sweden third, and Slovakia bottom. Sweden won the group, Spain second, Slovakia third, and Poland fourth. Poland again had a dreadful tournament. Weren't good on them at all. Lewandowski did what he could, but it just shows what happens when, no offence, he's surrounded by bums who don't play football all that good. And then finally, Group F, I predicted Germany to win the group, France to win second spot, Portugal third, and Hungary bottom. Now, Hungary did finish bottom, Portugal did finish third, but Germany finished second, and France won the group. Now, I want to talk about this group a minute, because France looked absolutely deadly against Germany. But then they struggled against Portugal, and struggled against Hungary, sorry, and scraped a 1-1 draw. And then against Portugal was 2-2. So they basically, I think Hungary were very hard done by, in the sense that they played brilliantly. even against Portugal. I know they lost 3-0 against Portugal, but that Portugal game, they were on it for 75, 80 minutes, and then Portugal just tore them open in the last 10. But Hungary got a 2-2 against Germany as well. Like, they didn't just roll over. And yeah, I mean, it was brilliant to see, knowing that they had pretty much no chance of getting through the group, that they didn't just curl over and just let every team in that group batter them. So it was good to see. In terms of France, I think for a lot of people, France are the favourites. Not for me. I still think Germany win the tournament. I know they struggled last night against Hungary. Went behind twice. They went 1-0 down after like 10 minutes. They then equalised with Kai Havertz. And then literally like 30 seconds after the restart, they conceded 2-1. So, and then it was either Goretzka or Kimmich, I can't remember which one, scored to make it 2-2. And then the game just saw itself out from there. Germany go through second. And in terms of the third places who go through, it was Switzerland. I predicted Russia, Portugal, Sweden and Switzerland to go through in third place. And I predicted that Ukraine and Scotland would miss out. The four that went through in third were Switzerland, Ukraine, Czech Republic and Portugal, with Finland and Slovakia missing out. So moving into the last 16 then, we had, well, I predicted for the last 16. Let me find it. So on side A, I predicted, hold on, let me try and find it. Hold on, people. I'm just trying to find it. I apologise for this. I'm just trying to find what I thought, or where I thought the other semi-final would be, or the other. Anyway, I can't find it. I predicted that England, so basically I predicted I think it was Germany-Belgium semi-final and France-Portugal semi-final. Obviously, that's wrong. So right now, you've got Belgium versus Portugal. This is last 16, by the way. Belgium versus Portugal, Italy versus Austria, France versus Switzerland and Croatia versus Spain on one side of the draw. And then on the other side of the draw, you've got Sweden versus Ukraine, England versus Germany at Wembley, which is what I was on about earlier. Holland versus Czech Republic and Wales versus Denmark. So on side A, I think Belgium will just have too much for Portugal. Defensively, they're solid. Better goalkeeper. I know Portugal have got Ronaldo. I'm not stupid. And he can just pull anything out of his arse because he's just brilliant. I think Belgium will have too much for them. So I think they move into the quarterfinals. Italy versus Austria. I think that's pretty bog standard. I think Italy make it through into the quarterfinals. France versus Switzerland, again, pretty easy decision. And then Croatia versus Spain will be a tough one, but I think Spain will edge it. So my quarterfinals on this side of the draw will be Belgium versus Italy and France versus Spain. I think Belgium and France make it through to the semi-finals to make a Belgium versus France. I then think France will be in the final, because I think they'll beat Belgium in the semis. On the other side of the draw, Sweden versus Ukraine. I think Sweden win that. England versus Germany, I think Germany win it. Holland versus Czech Republic, I think Holland win it. And then Wales versus Denmark, I think Denmark win that. Which then leaves Sweden versus Germany, Holland versus Denmark, and I think it'll be a Germany-Holland semi-final, which I then think will put Germany in the final against France, which I still think Germany are winning it. I think they'd learn from their mistakes. I think Goretzka is starting to come back to fitness, so he'll be in that midfield, so they won't just tear him apart like they did in the first game. The big thing is England here, because if we beat Germany, which, let's have it right, if we set up right, we can beat them. They are a beatable. We can beat them. Like, as I literally just said, they are a beatable team. And I think we need to play. I think we need to play a three at the back. Match them. We need to cover off their wing backs in Gerson's and Kimmich, which I think. So I think we should go. Well, we're obviously going to go Pickford in goal. It'll probably be Maguire, Stones and Walker as the centre-backs. Trippier, right wing-back, probably. And then Luke Shaw, left wing-back. Or maybe Reece James, right wing-back, Trippier, left wing-back, or something like that, I don't know. Rice and Phillips in the midfield, or Rice and Henderson, one of the two. And then what we should do is go Grealish behind, or a front three of Grealish, Sancho and Kane. However, Southgate won't do that. He'll pick Sterling, maybe Foden, maybe Saka, because he had a good game against Czech Republic, and he'll definitely pick Kane up front. But I think we need to go three at the back, match them, and also provide that extra bit of cover because of their pace up front. I've just got a funny feeling that if we're not careful, they can batter us purely based on the attacking talent they have. However, if they're not careful and if we turn up, we can do them. And we're playing at Wembley. The last time we played, I think that was the big thing. Last time we played Germany at Wembley in a tournament, we won the tournament. I think that was the other thing that I saw comparing it to 66. However, as I said, I think Germany are in the final against France. I think Germany are winning it. I just think they've got too much for us. They're better in goal. They're better defensively. Better midfielders. And their attack has the capabilities of being absolutely fucking lethal. Whereas we've got Kane off form. Sterling, who, alright, he's scored two goals, which has put us through. But other than that, he's done nothing. Like, he hasn't offered anything else. We haven't conceded a goal, so our defence has been pretty solid. But it's our attack, and we can't go through the tournament scraping 0-0 or scraping 1-0s, because unfortunately we will come up against a team like a Germany, or if we make it through to the semi, say, like a Holland, how I predict, and we'd get torn apart. The movement in that Germany front three, like, Müller has already torn us apart in 2010. And that was when he played against fucking Terry. Was it Terry? Did Terry play that tournament? Either way, he tore us up when he played against much better defenders than we have now. And a much better England team than we have now. They've got Sane, Gnabry, Havertz, Werner. They're front three. No matter what combination they go with, if you ain't careful, they're going to pull you apart and they're going to punish you. And that's why we need to be wary. We need to be sturdy. We need to be strong. And we need, most importantly, we need to... we need to keep their attackers at bay. And obviously, the more you keep a game 0-0, the more chance you have of winning it at the other end. So, if we can... obviously, if we can stop them, yeah, we do have every chance of winning. I just don't think we do stop them, if I'm being honest. I think they're going to overrun us. I can see it being 3-0, 4-1, something big. Yeah, I don't know. But as I say, I'd love to see England win the tournament. I really would, but I just personally don't see it happening. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the end of this podcast. I will be doing another one once the last 16s are done. Seeing how correct I got the last 16 draw, and then going again with my predictions, if I need to change them, because I'm not going to get every single one right. I'm not mystic. I'm not. If I was to get every single one of these right, I'm going to go and put the lottery on that day. So, yeah, it'll be intriguing to see. There's a couple of good games. Like, you got Belgium, Portugal, which will be intriguing. Croatia, Spain will be intriguing. England, Germany will be quite good. To be fair, all of them have the potential to be really good. I'm going to watch as many as I can. So, until the next one, ladies and gentlemen, if you did enjoy it, like I asked at the beginning, please share me around. That would mean the absolute world to me. Until then, it isn't a Chelsea podcast, but keep the blue flag flying high, and I will speak to you then. Goodbye.